I'm Dave Cawley, investigative journalist and host of the podcast, Cold. Don't miss Cold's new Season 3, where I look into the unsolved disappearance of Cherie Warren, a woman last seen leaving her job at a Salt Lake City office in 1985. Police cast suspicion on Cherie's estranged husband and boyfriend, but never made any arrests or recovered Cherie's remains. Find Cold Season 3, The Search for Cherie, anywhere you get your podcasts.
Good morning. KSL News Time is now 8 o'clock. It's Monday, the 14th day of September already. This is Utah's Morning News. I'm Tim Hughes.
And I'm Amanda Dixon. Right now, downtown, 67 degrees.
Delays on I-15 and several city streets right now. I'm Andy Farnsworth.
And we begin this hour with a developing story on Utah's Morning News. Amazon says they're creating more than 1,000 new jobs in Utah.
They're preparing for an even busier holiday shopping season. KSL News Radio's Mary Richards joins us live with more. Mary?
Amanda, Amazon is posting more than 1,500 new full and part-time jobs in Utah at the two fulfillment centers. And those jobs include logistics, shipping, and packing customer orders. Utah Department of Workforce Services spokesman Nate McDonald says it is an industry that is doing well.
These are opportunities for people. It may not be in the industry that they've worked, but it's a job and an opportunity for them, especially if their unemployment is about to exhaust.
He spoke to us live this morning. It is Amazon's fourth hiring spree in the U.S. this year. Live, Mary Richards, KSL News Radio.
The big day is almost here. The largest public works project in Utah history will hit a milestone tomorrow when the new terminal and the first new concourse open at Salt Lake City International Airport.
It comes as the travel industry faces an unprecedented slowdown. KSL News Radio's John Wojcik joins us live with more. John?
Yeah, Amanda, the Salt Lake City International Airport took about two decades to plan, and it eventually cost $4.1 billion to build. But officials say passengers will reap the benefits as soon they enter the massive new terminal and its first concourse, both of which open tomorrow.
This airport, with its state-of-the-art parking garage, quicker baggage claim, 28,000-square-foot Delta Sky Club, high-quality dining and shopping, and other amenities, will also be much more efficient and enjoyable.
Lieutenant Governor Spencer Cox says some of the other numbers are staggering. The new airport has a baggage system that travels 7 miles. There's 32 moving walkways, 70 passenger gates, 58 restaurants and shops. And in the end, zero local tax dollars went towards the spending of the construction. Salt Lake City is set to replace Denver's International Airport, which was built in 1995, as the U.S.'s newest large hub airport built from scratch. Live, John Wojcik, KSL News Radio.
Utah Firewatch on KSL News Radio.
A false alarm about fire evacuations in Santaquin. The Goshen Fire came to within just a couple of miles of homes, and state fire officials informed residents they were being evacuated. But Goshen Fire spokesperson Sierra Hellstrom says that was a false alarm.
A lot of times smoke plumes tend to cause people a lot more fear than maybe is necessary, especially where it looks so close to you. So it was just, I think, out of caution that some people were concerned and thought they were evacuating, and some miscommunication with dispatch.
Within an hour, a few helicopters, a plane, a hotshot crew, and multiple engines were on site fighting that fire. At last report, the fire was 90% contained.
Meanwhile, a drone forced firefighters to stop air attacks on a fire near Pleasant Grove. Evacuations have been lifted, but officials are still asking people to stay away from both Grove Creek and Battle Creek Canyons in order for emergency traffic to get through. At last report, the fire had burned 188 acres and is 20% contained. The cause is still unknown.
Doesn't look like the weather's going to help much either. Let's check it with Grant. We're looking at temperatures in the 90s for the first part of the week. But we'll be in the 70s for the weekend.
Of course, this time of year with the shorter days, things cool more quickly into the evening hours and the mornings as well. It'll just be those afternoons that'll be hot around 90 again today, all the way through Thursday. Not quite as hot Friday. And then it looks like it really cools down again for the weekend.
In addition to the cooler temperatures, Grant says we could see some showers on Saturday.
President Trump is heading to California today. KSL's top national stories this hour with Sean Michael Lyle live at the KSL National News Desk.
Amanda, the president tours fire damage near Sacramento today as the death toll from western wildfires reached 35. Up in Oregon, fire managers say the sheer magnitude is unprecedented.
We're literally out of firefighters and equipment.
Red flag warnings for hot, dry winds are posted in all three West Coast states. The president held an indoor rally at a manufacturing company just outside Las Vegas yesterday. prompting Governor Sisolak to call it reckless and selfish. Mr. Trump telling the crowd,
"Tell your governor to open up your state."
Few in the audience wore masks, but those on the podium with the president did. And Tropical Storm Sally forecast to reach hurricane strength today ahead of a landfall that is now targeting Mississippi and Louisiana. The National Hurricane Center says it'll deliver high winds and storm surge.
And because it's slowing down, could produce a tremendous amount of rainfall and flooding.
Sally arrives late tonight or early Tuesday. A $100,000 reward being offered for the shooter who critically injured two L.A. County deputies yesterday. As they sat in their patrol cruiser, the sheriff fears anti-law enforcement sentiment as the motive. Live at the KSL National News Desk, Sean Michael Lyle, KSL News Radio.
Also, just a quick reminder this morning, you might see and hear some extra activity around Hill Air Force Base beginning tonight. The military says the base's fighter wings will be used in a local combat exercise, so they're planning on up to 80 sorties per day beginning today, continuing through Thursday, with some flights lasting until 1 o'clock in the morning.
A gun in the face.
Then all of a sudden, they all kind of lined up. They pointed their guns at me. And this is the point where I thought, I'm going to die today.
Started 2 years of horror for an American in Venezuela.
They said, "You need to give us your phone and get ready because you're coming with us."
I'm Becky Bruce, and I spent a year researching and piecing together Josh and Tammy Holt's story about their ordeal in a notorious prison.
That's when everything started to turn bad. We had another pound on the door. Boom, boom, boom. And there was the police once again.
You can binge all of the episodes of Hope and Darkness on KSLpodcasts.com or wherever you get your podcasts.